education, higher education and basic education, are the one component of the state budget that really finances all the rest of it. The reason is that investment in education, and it is an investment, leads to increased earnings, increased productivity, you know, of the graduates that lasts over usually 43 years of their life cycle. And it contributes to tax revenue, and this tax revenue pays then for the other portions of the budget.
When it comes to having more college graduates, McMahon says the benefit is more than simply financial.
These skills that people get in school, and that includes in community colleges and in universities, lead to increased productivity of their time during the time they're at home or in the community. This contributes to then a whole range of non-monetary benefits to the individual, but also to the development of the state. It contributes to better health, greater longevity, greater happiness. People with college don't get involved in crime as much, anywhere near as much, and that reduces or holds down the cost of the criminal justice system. Their health is better, so the cost to the Medicaid system is lower. There's contributions to civic institutions like juries and to community boards. So to cut education is kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face, or killing the goose that lays the golden egg, you might say.
There seems to be a lot of discussion these days about whether or not a college degree is worth the investment that a person makes, because many times people are having to go into great debt to achieve that degree. At the same time, what you're getting at is maybe that they're not always looking at all of the other factors.
That's correct. But on a pure earnings basis, emphatically, yes. A two-year degree, as I said, yields something like 17% real rate of return. Well, if they had saved and invested that money in an S&P 500 index fund, they'd earn, on average, about 7.33% over the 10-year period. So on just pure job and earnings basis, it's a very good investment. A four-year degree is a little lower. It's more like 14%. Your rate of return, but if you look at these non-market outcomes above and beyond the earnings, it's closer to 28%. Well, that is a higher rate of return than the interest rate that anybody pays on a student loan. I'm as concerned as you are about the shifting of the cost to students and this high student debt, but that's because the state has backed off. It's cut the investment in 2 and 4 year degree programs over the last 18 years. And so the result is in higher tuition, and then with higher tuition, that forces more student loans.
Well, we've seen really well over a dozen years or more of cuts in state support for higher education. From what I have seen in budget talks at the Capitol during that time, was that higher education could absorb those cuts better because they had ways to raise money through things like tuition and fee increases. And that has happened, and that, of course, has raised the cost of education.
Exactly. And this idea that higher education can pay for itself, well, it leads to what I just said, you know, increasing tuition, and then students have to work more hours and they have to borrow more with student loans. But then there's another effect, and that is, you see it in the statistics, a reduction in the quality of higher education, a huge shift from full-time faculty toward part-time adjuncts, and a shift toward more and more teaching assistants, teaching undergraduates, and a movement toward much larger classes, so large class size. And so these things are reducing the quality somewhat of Illinois' higher education system, which is unfortunate. I think it is incumbent on legislators not to think just about the job fix, but also the non-market benefits, and not to think only in very short-run terms. Many of these costs that I mentioned, you know, running up the Medicaid costs, running up the prison costs, and so forth, these would not run up as high if there were better investment in higher education. But these effects take time to really kick in. Much of Illinois' fiscal crisis can be traced back to underinvestment in higher education in earlier years, and basic education also in earlier years.